I am ready to get hurt again.
Yeah.
I have taken my time. Yeah. I've healed. Yeah. I'm ready to reopen it.
Run it back.
Yeah. Let's run it back one more time.
For shits and giggles, I'm a little bored in my life. Run it back. That's just lesbianism, though. I don't know. That's just how it is.
That's just how it be sometimes, yeah. I think. Hey, what's up, y'all? And welcome back to the comment section show with me, your girl, that bitch, Drew. And I tell you all the time, I'm not just a menace on TikTok. I'm spreading like poison ivy, bitch, to every platform. And I'm bringing everybody with me. So on this episode, this very special episode of the comment section show, I have the one, the only, the wonderful Emily Grayson.
Hello.
They're clapping, but you can't hear them, I promise. There's definitely people here. It's not just the two
of
us.
Yeah, everyone's clapping. It's not silent,
they are soaked. Their panties are soaked.
Their panties are soaked.
They're on their knees. They cannot believe
they're
it.
They're shaking, they're freaking out, they're convulsing, they're throwing up. Yeah.
Shaking, crying, throwing up, sliding down the wall.
Yeah,
I'm so glad to have you here, Emily. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I honestly so excited to have Emily here. We're basically what we do here, Emily, if you're unaware,
okay,
is on the comment section show, we'll basically show two videos that I got tagged in.
Okay.
And then we're gonna bring in some hot stuff that you got tagged in. And I always like to say too that basically what we do here is I like to ruin people's days.
I love that.
Essentially. I do it already on TikTok, but now I'm like I said, I'm spreading.
I think you should go to lives, like your days, but you should like be like, I want to ruin their lives.
I mean, I guess that in a sense, I am ruining their lives.
Okay, yeah.
I'm ruining their days so much that they think about me forever.
Yeah.
I guess that translates to a life.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Life, I'm a lifelong, like I'm like a tumor.
Yeah.
You just put me in that head, I'm going to grow.
Yeah, grow.
I'm going to go crazy in that. I'm going to go stupid in that head.
Chemo radiation cannot stop you.
Nothing's getting in the way. Yeah. I'm inevitable, technically. So basically, on this episode, Emily's going to help me look at these videos that I got tagged in. But our topic for today is relationships and more specifically, attachment theories. Wow. So like honestly, let me ask you first. How familiar are you with attachment theories?
So familiar. You should, like, I've been reading a book on attachment theories because, girl, am I anxious? Like, you don't want to know.
I know enough. I know enough to get by. Kind of like astrology.
Okay.
Like, I know enough to, like, talk my way through a conversation.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I'm an expert.
Okay, so, but how are you, how do you act? I mean, you've been in a relationship for a minute.
Yeah.
So it's going well.
Yeah, I would say it's a secure attachment.
So you have good parents.
Essentially, yeah.
Good for you.
I would say you're like, I can tell.
Yeah.
Based off your attachment theory. I think I wanted to really dive into this because I've seen your videos on attachment theory. Mm. And how you were like, I wish I was avoidant.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
I have an ex who's avoidant. I'm like, girl, you're just a robot. Like, must be nice.
Must be nice to never feel anything.
Yeah.
And never be worried.
She wrote me like a 7-page letter about how she's never felt anything before. Like, she just doesn't have emotions. And I'm like, girl, that's fun though. Like, good for you. Like, I wish.
Okay. So the first video that I'm going to show you, Emily, the wall, I'm going to describe it to you. I'm going to paint you a picture.
Love.
Right? And so I'm sure you're familiar. But there's a podcast. I won't say the name of it.
Okay.
But it's two baldies. And they talk shit on women all the time. That could be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But these men in particular go viral all the time on TikTok for the worst reasons.
Okay.
And so basically this is a clip of him talking to a woman who was formerly in a relationship with a famous NBA player.
Okay.
And they broke up. Like, she had his baby when they were together. And basically, they broke up because he, like, couldn't stop putting his dick in other bitches.
Oh, I know.
I know the one.
I'm aware.
Yeah, so basically, he couldn't stop cheating. And so she was like, I'm not this bitch. But you're definitely taking care of this baby with me. Mm-hmm. So, of course, all the men are like, gold digger. Huh? Right? Like, just trying to eviscerate her for, like, I don't know, asking for an active father figure in her child's life. Crazy.
It's just so crazy to ask.
Women expect way too much.
Yeah.
I have to, like, be responsible for the consequences of my own actions. Nothing's ever good enough. So, basically, this dude is telling her to her face. It's a dude that's not in any way, shape, or form affected by her relationship.
Okay.
Whether or not she has one or not with this dude. He's basically telling her that she should stay and work it out with him. You should stay. You should stay. I mean, if it were me, if I was the girl, which, pause.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe there's something there that you should look into.
Yeah.
He's like, if it were me and I was with him. And so he's basically telling her to stay with a cheater.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure like anxious attachment styles, people stay with them too.
Yeah. But okay, wait. He's saying to stay with him because why? Because he's the father of her children? Or because...
Well, he basically, well, that's the kicker. Okay. No, that's not the reason why, which would make the most sense, right? Even though abuse at the hands, like that kind of emotional abuse just for the sake of a child is not fair.
Yeah.
Because then you both are bad parents to their child, right?
Yeah.
But he was basically telling her because he's a one percenter man. One percenter. Which is like a wealthy, influential person.
Okay.
Then she should try to work it out with him. That's his reason.
Yeah.
So why would you encourage someone to stay in that situation?
Yeah. I feel like anxious people, though, are more like not the type to like be complacent. Like, I feel like that might be more avoidant, honestly. Because anxious people are like the ones that's like are always like, what's wrong? Like, why are you acting weird? Like, are you cheating on me? Like, blah, blah, blah. But like the people who are just like, oh, I'm just gonna let you, like, I know you're cheating on me and I'm just gonna like not say anything about it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's like, that might be more avoidant because it's just like, ignorance is bliss. Like, I'm just gonna take your money. I don't wanna know.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna acknowledge my emotions. I'm pretending that I'm fine.
Yeah. Like, I'm cool. It's fine. Whatever. Yeah. Like, I know. And who cares?
I feel like anxious would be like, well, why are you acting this way? Like, why don't you love me anymore? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
like, what's
like
wrong?
Constantly, like, almost like waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I just find it so ironic because this mentality, and I said this in my video, is like adopted by normal ass dudes.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't get it. Like, I work at fucking AutoZone and you don't want to stay with me when I cheat on you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They're like, I have like an average sized dick and I work at AutoZone and like I get Victory Royale on Fortnite all the time.
And you're telling me that that's not enough?
Yeah.
Like, I also can't cheat on you?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying? That this like mentality of like one percenters, like they like can do whatever they want. Okay. But you're not one of them.
Yeah.
I just find it so odd that like these plebeians are speaking on behalf of rich people all the time. They're like, if that were me, it's not.
Yeah.
Stop that sentence right there. It's not.
It's not, and it's never going to be.
It's never going
to be. Mr. Best Buy.
It's not in the cards for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're working at Enterprise Rental Car forever.
Yeah.
You're working at Alamo for the rest of your life.
And even if it was, like, what are you really bringing to the table besides money? Like, no
That's
one really care. Like, women don't really care that much. They think they care that much about them. I mean, I'm sure there are some, like, sometimes on my For You page, I see, you know, 18-year-olds with these 70-year-old sugar daddies. And I'm like, good for you. Like, that's fine.
Whatever.
You're
do
having
what you
fun.
Gotta do.
But that's not most women. I mean, I'm not going to speak. I don't know. I don't know women. I
well, even those, like, subset of women who, like, again, it's reciprocal. Like, they know.
Yeah.
They're all hip to the game. They all know exactly why they're there.
Yeah.
He's there because she's hot and young. There's nothing else going on.
And they think, that's so funny because they think that they're winning for that. But really, the woman is winning for that.
That's
like, you're losing for that, my guy.
That's
like, you're
I'm
not
saying.
Winning. You're losing. Someone's taking your money. They're using you literally for your money. And you're winning, question mark. She won't even let you touch her.
Yeah,
because
literally.
She's like, no,
like
no, no.
All.
Can you Venmo me those $700
she's
first?
She's like, no, no, no. No. Like, she doesn't
no,
even
no,
send
no.
him pics.
I didn't get my payment last week. Then I'll hang out with you.
Yeah.
And you're winning?
Mm. And they're like, period.
Yeah.
Like, I got a hot piece of ass
at
home. Well, and then there's those two. And then there's a bunch of baldies on the outskirts being like, that's so fucked.
Yeah.
You're dating for money.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you're not even in the equation.
Yeah.
Like, you're so worried about how other people are eating.
Yeah.
That's what I think all the
time.
You're
starving out here. You're not making any type of sense of what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're telling bitches to stay with people with money, but then when they're staying with them, they're like, oh, but they're just using them for their money.
That's,
what do you want?
Yeah,
look at it, you're ugly.
That's exactly my point.
You're ugly and you're mad.
Yeah, look.
Just say that.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
We can all be upfront about it.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know what I mean?
And we're all aware. You're just not.
It's
look
not
in the
a
mirror.
Secret.
It's not a secret.
We all have eyes.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The God gave us all this, the gift of sight for a reason.
Yeah.
So we could recognize it. I could smell that shit from a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I've never seen someone hate from outside the club. Hard, dude. They're
so
like,
hard.
If that were me,
we get it. If that were you, but it's not.
So some of the comments on this video are funny, but this one says, bro got his heart broken in high school and decided to make it his entire personality.
Yeah.
So I can, like, I got done so wrong back in the day when I was 14.
He promposed to someone. They said no in front of everyone. And now he has it out for everyone else. He's, like, just being mean to everyone he meets.
I hate all women for the rest of my life.
He probably asked out some girl who, like, never even talked. He's never talked to in his life.
Yeah.
And he was like, will you go to prom with me? And she's like, who are you?
He's like, and she was like, you know what? I'm okay. And he was like, bitch.
He's like, dude. Women.
These bitches, they're all the same. Basically, okay, so we're going to play an attachment theory game where I'm going to explain something to you and then you got to guess which attachment theory it is.
Okay.
But before we do that, let's talk about the different attachment theories. Secure, which is like, good one.
Yeah.
And then there's anxious, which is just basically temp gauging constantly,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether it's like in an antagonistic way
mm-hmm.
or in kind of like a worrisome way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's avoidant, which is robot.
Yeah.
Right?
Robot.
It's Black Mirror robot.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. That's. That's what that is.
Girl.
And I think there's disorganized attachment theory, which from what I read is kind of like you have this intense attachment to someone, but you're also you live like almost in fear of them. So like, it's almost like a fear of loss, but also a fear just in general, like an intimidation.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Which it's, you know, from what I read, stems from abuse of some kind. So warning.
Yeah.
Right. But like, it could be any kind of abuse really. But like, it's almost like, you keep coming back to something that's hurting you. Which is,
I'll be doing that. I mean, it's fun. You're like, I know you're bad for me, but I'm attracted to you.
You're
because
like, you know
of
what?
That.
You're like, you know what? I am ready to get hurt again.
Yeah.
I have taken my time. I've healed.
Yeah.
I'm ready to reopen it.
Run it back.
Yeah. Let's run it back one more time.
For shits and giggles, I'm a little bored in my life. Run it back. That's just lesbianism, though. I don't know. That's just how this is.
That's just how it be sometimes,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You know what? That's why I'm like, I'm so aggressively heterosexual,
that's
unfortunately for myself.
It's another world.
Yeah, it's like, so different. Attachment theories, I think, get more nuanced because women are smarter. So women are more emotionally mature and cognizant than men.
Yeah. Yeah. They're also more, like, attached and, like...
Yeah. Yeah, there's...
Like, everything's fine.
There's so much more, like, emotionally in tune than men. Like, men are, like, Neanderthals.
No, yeah. And that's why cavemen. I feel like... But also, that's why I feel like issues in, like, straight relationships go
unaddressed.
Yeah, addressed for so long because the men are just so unaware and the women are like, I just don't even feel like bringing it up to them. So they're just, like, together for so long.
Yeah.
And there's no issues, but, like, there are issues. They're just not
aware.
They're
just kind of, like, playing a blind eye.
Yeah, we're constantly. Like, women are like, you breathed weird 36 seconds ago. Are you cheating on me?
Let's sit and talk about it.
Yeah.
We have a lot to discuss.
Yeah.
You gave me a very weird look today.
Yeah.
And you didn't hug me long enough before you left.
Exactly. No, that's literally lesbianism. That's
and
it.
I feel like maybe something's wrong.
Yeah.
And like, speaking of, we're going to play this attachment theory game. So I'm going to read something out to you and then you can like guess what attachment theory that would be.
Okay.
So this says, you quickly obsess over the people you date.
Anxious. I don't know.
You were laughing, but I didn't know if you felt called out by that. Does that apply to you?
No, I'm actually the opposite.
Okay, cool. That's where you said you could be multiple at the same time.
Yeah.
Right?
Also, just to get more gay, I'm a Sagittarius moon, so just no one intrigues me ever. Mm. So it takes me a long time to like someone.
Gotcha.
That's actually anti-lesbian because people are like very U-Haul. Like, I'm obsessed with you right away, but I'm just like, who are you?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like people.
I don't trust you yet.
Yeah.
Right?
It takes me so long to
like
someone.
They gotta get past that firewall before they can really get to know you.
Like, anyone could just say that they like me, but like, who do you really, though?
But do you?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's also anxious, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one is easily trust others.
Anxious or secure?
It's secure.
Mm.
Which is odd because I guess that's why I'm saying, like, I think I'm anxious and secure because I don't very easily trust others.
Yeah.
No fucking way, dude. The Virgo in me won't let me. This one is insecure in relationships and are chasing people.
And are chasing people?
Yeah, I think you're just like, I don't know. I guess it's just like...
Anxious?
Yeah. Yes. It says insecure in relationships.
Swag.
I think that's pretty obvious, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because this one's having a hard time taking criticism.
Avoidant.
Yeah.
Girl.
New, right off the bat.
Oh, I'm aware.
right off the bat.
Avoidant.
Yeah, they're just like, I'm not trying to deal with this. Mm-mm.
They're like, I did something wrong that hurt your feelings. You're attacking me.
Like, they're literally like, I'm sorry that you reacted that
way. Yeah, I'm sorry that that made you feel that way, the way that I acted.
I'm sorry that you reacted so poorly to the really mean thing I said to you.
Literally.
That's kind of seemed like it's on you a little bit. Yeah. But I
kind of seems like a you issue.
Yeah, that seems like you don't really need me for that conversation. Yeah. So.
I'm going to go to sleep. And they sleep fine at night knowing that they did something really mean.
Knowing they just don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. They're like, see ya.
Yeah.
Okay, so for this next section, we're going to go over another video that I got tagged in, which is actually a positive one for once, right? And I was telling Emily my mentions are hot dumpster fire.
No.
It's garbo in there.
I can't imagine.
A cesspool, truly. Mm-mm. I'm like a little raccoon, like, digging through it every day.
Yeah. No.
Looking for treasure.
Even just, like, anytime your video pops up on my For You page, like, the first 10 seconds, I'm like, what? Like, what TikTok am I on? And then I hear the like your cute little hyena laugh, and I'm like, oh, let's fucking get it.
You're like, I get comments like that all the time. They're like, yeah. I gotta trust the algorithm just a little bit more. Okay, so this one was basically, it was positive, but essentially it's about secure relationships, and they like wanted to share.
Okay.
Which is like, way to rub it in your face. That's
we
so
get
rude.
It. You're secure.
We
you're
get
not
it.
Mentally ill.
You're happy. You're in a loving, therapy. Healthy relationship. Cool. Yeah. Good
okay.
for you.
Okay.
So they basically talk about how the saying never go to bed angry is bullshit. And sometimes you have to go to bed angry, I think, to like process. Mm. So like, what are your initial thoughts on that?
I agree.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I've been with someone who they're like, I just don't want to go to bed angry. Emily, but like, we're like, when we were together, we'd be like fighting, and I'd be like, can we please just table this like 10 in the morning?
Yeah.
And she'd be like, Emily, please, Emily. And I'm like, we said everything we could say tonight. Maybe we should just blow off some steam.
Yeah.
Sometimes like you can't just fix it before you go to sleep just because you're about to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Emotions don't work that way.
Yeah.
You know, like
it almost like prolongs it.
It's not natural.
Yeah.
To be like, okay, everything's fine when it's not. Like you feel things, you can't control when you're gonna stop being upset about something.
Exactly.
Like when you actually feel fine, like say that. But like, you know.
You know what's funny is it's like so ironic that I'm talking about this because I was that bitch. Like I literally was like, it wasn't like go to bed angry thing. I just was like, I wanna fix this now.
Mm-hmm.
And like my boyfriend is like, my brain is out of words.
Yeah.
Like literally. And it's so funny because he's like, when we would like grow and evolve through it, cause like when we fought like crazy, it was hard to like see it going well.
Yeah.
But then like when we would like, he would communicate to me finally, he would be like, you just think so fast, like you just say all these things and you talk so fast, and like I cannot think that fast, like you process so quickly, and like you say all these things, and then I'm like, oh my god, like he just can't keep up with me when I'm in that state.
Yeah.
Like sometimes people are like, oh, like when you fight with your boyfriend, like do you do it like this? Like when I roast people, I'm like, there's nothing funny about when I'm angry with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
There's no laughing.
Yeah.
There's zero laughing.
No one is laughing.
It's honestly terrifying.
Yeah.
I give him all the props. But you know what? He's fucking hard to deal with too. So we're like real equal, I think, match.
Yeah.
But he had to tell me that. I honestly had to learn. Like my sister taught me that. She was like, sometimes space is good. Sometimes taking some time away is good.
But I had to learn that. I was that bitch too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be honest. I was that bitch too. I was a bitch like, can we fix it? Like, please, like, I'm freaky, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized that, like, you can't just, we could both fake that everything's okay now, we're going to sleep.
Yeah.
But we're just like, you can't rush something. If you're rushing it, it's not really going to be fixed.
Exactly.
Oh, just so you can sleep peacefully tonight.
Yeah.
But then the problem's going to linger.
And it's going to turn into something bigger.
Yeah.
That's why I would always be like, well, we have to fix it now. And he'd be like, why? And I'm like, I don't know, because I said so. What do you mean, why?
Good point.
Yeah, he's got me on the ropes.
Yeah.
When he said that, I was like, oh,
he's
got
me.
Nothing to say back.
Yeah, he's got me, but.
I'm like, okay, well, you got me there. Dude, nothing gets me more mad than when he has, like, a solid point.
When he says something right, you're
like. Yeah, and then I'm all, whatever. You know what? I'm all, why are we even fighting?
Growl at him.
I'm like, you know what? You're just gaslighting me. I just like start gaslighting him back like immediately, because I'm like, nah, don't do that. That's a joke. Relax.
That's why I can't imagine being with a man, because anything he'd say, even because like if a girl like says something right, I'm like, okay, like you're right, queen. Like you're a queen.
Yeah.
But if a man said something right, I'd be like,
I'd find something.
I find something.
I'd find water in that desert.
I find something.
I would dig so far deep. I literally said too, because my boyfriend and I have known each other since high school. Mm-hmm. So we've known each other for like over 10 years. Mm-hmm. But like, everyone's like, oh, high school sweethearts. No, dude. No fucking way. If we dated and I think we would have killed each other.
Yeah.
I'd be in jail.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean I would have killed him because he was infuriating in high school. So I wasn't nearly emotionally mature enough to be with him, let alone anybody at that age. Like when I'm like 17.
Yeah.
So I used to be that, like, you know what's funny though? Going to bed angry, a nice alternative to that is like not that, but like never like leave the house without saying I love you.
I'm not advocating for going to bed angry.
Yeah.
But go to bed respecting each other still.
Yeah.
We love each other, respect each other, but we're not done with this conversation yet, and I don't feel okay yet. And that's okay. Yeah. We're still good.
Yeah.
I still love you, but I'm not just like, okay, everything's fine and I feel fine now. Yeah, like, that's just unnatural. Yeah.
And that's because me, I'm like, once we say sorry, it's like, once sorries are dealt, I'm good. Like, I'm good. I'm back to normal. Mm-hmm. But, like, sometimes he needs more time than I do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how much?
Yeah.
Like, 5 minutes? Like, I'm like, okay, I'll give you 15 minutes to get over it. I'm just kidding. I don't do that. That's a joke. But like, as I grew older, I was like, okay, space is good. And so space is good when you're fighting.
And you learn with someone that like, if you love them, you're willing to give them that
space. Exactly.
Even if you don't like it, you're like, okay, so what the fuck?
Exactly. I literally was like, you know what? This bitch.
Yeah.
I'll give you 15, sure.
Yeah.
Take 5, buddy. Yeah. I'll see you in a little. So some of the comments on this post are, is it just me who can resolve things with their partner in under 30 minutes if given complete trust? Because it's trauma telling me not to go to bed angry. I mean, not everyone. I mean, there's no need to flex. Not everyone can fix their problems in 30 minutes.
there's no time stamp, girly. No, like,
I've had arguments last, like, 12 hours.
We're not running the mile here.
I've gone to work and, like, gone fucking run errands and I'm still fighting just from afar.
We need like context. What's the fight about? Like, what are we talking about? Like, how long? Like, where are we? What's the context?
Yeah. That seems like a flex.
Yeah.
Like a slight flex.
She's lying.
Literally liar.
She's like in a fight right now. Like, well, is it just me or me and my partner?
Can solve it in 30 minutes or less. Like on Chopped.
Yeah.
They're like, make the 4-course entree in 30 minutes or less.
Yeah.
She's like, done.
She's like, done, bitch. Meanwhile, her partner's like, I'm not okay.
Yeah. She's like, but I am. Yeah. So it's over. Yeah. Thank you very much.
No, girly.
Okay. This one says, I watched this and realized my whole life I've never had anyone model a healthy relationship for me.
Period.
Oof. But I mean, whatever works, you know what I'm saying? Whatever works, babes.
Yeah.
That's why representation is important.
Yeah. But her parents probably her up and like, I get it.
Tell them.
Yeah. I get it.
You're like, twins.
Twins. My parents say, good luck, bitch. They're like,
sorry.
Yeah.
Might be.
Like, this will be fun for her when she's growing up. This will be really fun.
Okay, so in this next section, we're going to be ranking comments. So these are comments from both of our videos.
Okay.
And then what I did in the last time was, basically we try to guess whose it is. And then we can, at the end, rank, like, best to worst, essentially.
Okay,
so this first one says, just got broken up with my U-Haul girl, currently trying to get rid of my temporary tattoo.
Okay, it's obviously mine.
As an empath, I'm thinking it's yours.
It's obviously mine. A U-Haul. Is she straight? That's literally
is
lesbian.
Is it a man?
Is it a man? No, she's gay and she's unwell. We're just fine.
And you're like, come on in, babes.
Yeah.
Open arms over here.
Welcome to the club.
We're welcoming everyone in here.
Yeah.
Come on in. Bring it in, buddy.
But not the tattoo.
Oh, I know.
I'm not getting tattooed with anybody.
No, never.
No.
It's just never. I mean, like, you don't want to say, like, what if it doesn't, but, like, what if it doesn't?
Even if I, like, it'd be fine. Like, at this point, like, you could tattoo a penis on me. Like, I really wouldn't care. But, like, I'm not.
Not
I don't
a girl's
be
name,
bonded
though.
With you like that. Wait, that makes me sound like I'm not intimate. I am. But I don't want to have a tattoo with
you.
Yeah.
Intimacy can be spiritual or emotional. It doesn't have to be physical.
Yeah.
You don't have to physically be intimate by branding yourself like cattle. You know what I mean?
We both have like, no, I hate it. But right. Yeah, that's mine. But we have to rate it like numbers?
We'll rate it at the end.
Okay.
Like which one was the best and which one was the worst.
Okay.
Okay, so this next one says, men with podcasts, how to train your female 101. I'm going to go ahead and say me.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say
you. Yeah, as an empath.
Yeah.
Me.
As an empath, you. I'm sensing you.
I'm sensing me because I shit on men with podcasts all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one says, no, because every man I work with thought I was a lesbian just because I didn't want to talk to them, LMAO. I don't know. That one's
kind of... It could be either.
It could be either of us.
It really could be. Because, like, it doesn't have to be me. Just because... Honestly,
just because she said the word lesbian, it doesn't have to be
you.
No, that's true. Like, it could very well be from mine as well.
I honestly feel like it's yours.
I think so too.
You're trying to throw us off right now,
like, right? I think so too. Just because, yeah, no, because I work with a man. Every man thought I was a lesbian. Well, I mean, that's just what men always say. I think
because she said I thought I was, and then wasn't like I am one.
Yeah, she was like, but I'm so straight. That was the end of it.
Yeah,
so that too. Got cut off.
Yeah.
But I would never.
Yeah.
Sometimes I kiss girls when I'm drunk, like that.
Yeah. She's like, but.
I'm like, ew. Right. Yeah. That's not how we feel. Just, that's a joke.
Okay. Yeah. It's a joke.
It's a joke. Relax. Okay. Joke. This next one says, she's roasting people on looks like she doesn't own a mirror. I'm going to go ahead and say me. I'm going to go ahead and say me.
I'm going to go ahead and say you.
And you know what else I'm going to say? I'm going to say this person doesn't have a profile picture. I'm going to go so far as to say it's probably an anime one.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Or a fucking 20-year-old meme.
No.
You know what I mean? Like with blown out eyes or some shit.
I'm private.
Like, yeah, literally.
She's user 12355557. Like, girl, shut up.
I get that all the time. She's roasting people like she doesn't own a mirror.
Yeah.
I'm like... Do you?
Yeah.
That's why I say all the time, what if I pulled a random stranger, who do you think they would say is better looking?
Yeah.
Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Like, let's really talk teams then. Mm-hmm. Like, if you really want to talk teams, let's.
Do people try to come for your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Because I think he's a cute guy.
Yeah.
But in my head, like, I was thinking to myself, like, if you're coming for men, they're going to try to come for a man that you're close to, obviously.
You would think. You would assume, right? Mm. But these men are so, they're in a fucking vice grip by the male gaze, toxic masculinity, that they see how big my man is and how, like, muscular he is.
Yeah, and he's cute.
Yeah, and he's handsome.
Yeah.
Objectively.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, you look so good, bro.
Yeah.
I swear to God, he gets DMs all the time. Hey, bro, you look fucking great. You're looking great, looking good, feeling good. Honestly, I kind of want to kiss you on the lips. Anyways, I fucking hate your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just so you know, your girlfriend's a fat bitch. Hate her. He gets those all the time.
But looking good, man.
I said, dude, I can't I can't imagine the grip that toxic masculinity has on you that, like, they can't help but respect my man.
Yeah.
Because he's a cis straight man. Like, they can't help it. They're like,
oh, yeah.
But he looks like what I think I look like.
Yeah.
So, okay, I respect you, bro. Mm-mm. I respect you, bro. This one says, the joke soared right over his 5'5 frame. I'm going to go ahead and say mine.
Yeah, I'm going to say you.
I think I remember seeing that on, like, one of my most recent videos.
His 5'5 frame. Oh. How are you going to try to insult a woman and you're 5'5, my guy?
I don't know.
You have to be this tall to ride.
I'm saying.
Like, where are you?
I'm just, like, I mean, like, you would think. You would think it would be. Well, and that's why I'm saying, like, the body shaming argument. Like, they're like, oh, like, he body shame and she body shame right back. Like, I get that all time, but I'm like, okay, you did it first, now you want to talk about morals?
Yeah,
all of a sudden you got a moral compass that points due north.
Yeah,
okay,
none of us have them.
That's what I'm saying. Well, see, like, you're a bigot, so that means gloves are off, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I could literally, that's why I say silly shit. I said you worked at the movies and you lost your mind.
Yeah.
Like, if I really wanted to be pointed in me, and I'd say meaner shit, but, like,
yeah,
I'm just here for the silly goofy time.
You could be saying way sillier shit. You're pulling up pictures of animated characters and they're like,
she's a bully. And I always say, if I'm a bully, then I'm a bully of bullies. So I'm like Robin Hood.
Yeah.
I'm taking from the rich, I'm giving to the poor.
Yeah.
I'm helping everybody else.
You're just doing what you're you were born to do.
Yeah, like, someone's called me Dexter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm murdering.
Yeah.
But I'm murdering bad people. So, like...
Exactly.
You really got to think. You know what I'm saying? Is it bad?
There's a purpose.
Right? Okay, and this last one says, one time me and my cousin got into an argument, and he said, my attitude is so bad, my breast milk would be sour if I had a child, and I still think about it. I feel like that's maybe yours. I feel like I would have remembered that if it was mine.
Sour? That shit goes bad? Like, coming out like cottage cheese.
Yuck, dude.
No.
The image alone makes me want to shoot myself.
I'm kind of, like, I'm not, like, even mad at that. I think it's kind of funny, to be honest. Like, yeah.
That's a pretty specific roast.
That's pretty specific.
I wonder how long he was cooking that up in his head. Yeah,
he was, like, writing down his notes.
I'm waiting for this bitch to say something to me. Say something to me, and I'm going to light her up. She's never going to forget it.
Yeah. That could be me. Honestly, it could be me.
I think that's yours. Okay, which one's the best one? Honestly, I think the best one is she's roasting people and looks like she doesn't own a mirror.
Yeah.
Those make me laugh.
Yeah.
Those are funny.
No, that's funny. I agree.
And I think the worst one would probably be...
Wait, I can't remember them.
There's breast milk, the joke sword over his right over his 5'5 frame.
No, it was before. It was like the second one.
Oh, because every man I work with thought I was a lesbian.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
Easily.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
Because you know there's like a little edge to it. Yeah. Like there's like...
Yeah.
And not me.
And I could never be. They thought I was a lesbian. I'd rather die.
She's literally like, not me though. I mean, I kiss girls when I'm drunk.
I'll kiss you
like
through a napkin when I'm drunk, but only through a napkin. In between us.
Like when when you smoke, what do you do? When you smoke, you both smoke in each other's mouths.
Yeah.
She's like, that's like, it.
The other person's like, here. She's like,
I had my first gay experience today.
Breathing another girl's air.
Yeah, she's like,
I think I might be gay.
I think we should talk about it. They'll probably hit you up after that, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, so on this next section, we're gonna have Emily bring up actually one of her own videos, which is so funny because that was like a big reason why I wanted to talk about this with you, because I see your videos on attachment theory.
Yeah.
And I thought they were so funny, so I was like, this is the perfect topic to discuss with the expert, right? on anxious attachment theory.
Okay, baby.
What are you doing? Are you going to the bathroom? Okay, can you give me a kiss? Hey, come give me a kiss. I love you. Hey, what's wrong? I love you. Okay, no, go to the bathroom then. No, fine. Empty your bladder then. I literally don't care. Empty your bladder. Whatever you want to do it without me. I get it. I'm annoying.
I'm making fun of the bitches who are like that because I'm actually not like that.
It's anxious, right?
I am anxious, but not in that way.
Yeah.
Like she's like, you're going to the bathroom? Where are you going? Well, give me a kiss first. Well, you didn't look at me in the eyes before you're going to the bathroom. Like, go relax. Like,
chill.
They're going to the bathroom.
I'll be like right back.
The comments in that video are actually funny because they're like, well, what if they stop being in love with me when they're like on the way to the bathroom? Like, what if they catch someone else's eye that's more attractive than me when they go to the bathroom? Then they do. People are so scared of the person they're with cheating on them. Like, if they want to cheat on you,
they're going to cheat on you.
Let them.
Yeah.
Then you shouldn't be with them.
No, seriously. But
why are you going to babysit someone from cheating on you? Let them cheat on you.
I literally always think to them, like, you... whatever people do or how they show you they are, like, believe them.
Yeah.
Like, whatever they show you or make you perceive about them, like, believe them the first time.
Yeah.
If they showed you that one time.
I'm not going to try to make you not cheat. What is it doing for me to make you not cheat on me? Why would I want to do that?
Yeah, like makes me feel like you're standing guard constantly.
Yeah.
Like, you're patrolling all the time.
Yeah, have fun.
It sounds exhausting.
Yeah.
And if you don't, I always think, too, like, if you don't have trust, you don't have anything.
Yeah, no.
Like there's literally no point in being in a relationship if you don't trust each other.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Like, I need to know your phone password and, like, where are you and who are you with? Like, if you think they're going to cheat on you, just say that. And then don't be with them.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to be fucking constantly, like, checking someone, like, to see if they still love you if they don't show you they love you.
Yeah.
They could just show you without having to tell you.
And if they're giving you that reason to think that they don't love you, then you have to ask yourself, like, why am I with them?
Yeah, literally. Like what's this doing for me?
Yeah, what's it doing for me?
Other than causing me utter and sheer panic all
exactly.
the time.
No.
And as an anxious person, no way.
No.
I'm like that constantly in my own brain.
Yeah.
I don't need you adding to it. I like to describe it as like, you know Inside Out, the movie? The Disney
movie?
Yeah,
but I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know the premise of it. It's basically like the emotions.
Yeah.
Okay, so like I talked about this with my boyfriend once. Because we were talking about like which emotions are in the head, right? In your head. Because, you know, the main girl in the movie, she has all of them. It's like happy, sad, angry, disgust, fear, right?
Okay.
And I was like, for me, it's probably like... angry, like, four fears and like one sad.
Yeah.
And happy, she's checked out. She didn't clock in today.
Happy's gone.
She's gone. She's on vacay, but she'll be
forever.
Back. She's using all her PTO and she's never coming back.
She's hurt.
And for my boyfriend, there's like an imaginary friend character in that movie, and like his name is Bing Bong, and like he don't do nothing but around.
Yeah,
that's the dude in his head.
Yeah,
he's not even at the desk. He's not even checked in.
Yeah,
he's not working. I'm like,
he's like, I'm just vibing. He's elevator music.
Yeah,
he's
it's like, just constant. It's constant. It's like a hamster running on a wheel.
Yeah,
and he's just like,
yeah.
And I think must be nice.
Yeah,
I envy people like that.
Yeah,
who can turn it off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm really anxious, but I feel like I'm like him I'm just not scared of someone cheating on me.
Yeah, you're just there's no stress.
I'm not stressed about it. Yeah. And also, because I just feel like if they did, of course I'd be hurt. I'm a human.
Yeah.
But I'd just be like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, off you that. Showed me who you were, so I'm
yeah,
out.
I'd be like, what
the that's like, how, and that's, I think, I the know. Thing with both of us with cheating. Because I don't worry about him cheating.
I'm not worried.
If you did cheat, like, okay, suck a big fat dick. Yeah. See ya. Bye. That's what I think. Literally I'm like, okay, see ya. Like,
Of course I'd be hurt. Because I feel like people watch this and be like, oh, like, you're lying if you said that would hurt your feelings. Of course it would hurt my feelings.
It's not going to be like, well, let's think about why.
Yeah.
I don't need to know why.
Because I know who the I am.
Yeah, well, and the more details I hear, the more I'm going to hate you.
Yeah.
So I don't, spare me.
And the more I'm like, something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Like, that's a you thing.
That's a you thing.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Literally. The comments on your video, like, are what you were saying. Like, one of them says, but what if they die on the way to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it could happen.
It could happen. Always say I love you before you leave the house, like you said.
Yeah.
I'm a vicious I love you person, but not like, you're going to the bathroom? Okay, give me a kiss. Look me in the eyes before you go. You love
Let's
me?
Spiritually connect and then we'll leave. Then we part ways.
I like make videos where I'm like severely roasting people like that. And people are like, oh my God, me. I'm like, girl, that's not a flex.
Me. Like, me. This is so me.
This is so me though.
Like, being insufferable. Me. That's so me. Oh my God.
So me. I'm so like that.
And it says, being in a relationship like this is so suffocating. You'll end up apologizing for the most obscure things and have to constantly be forced to feel.
Yeah.
Which.
But that sounds like an avoidant.
Sounds like they're like feelings.
I'm being forced to feel something.
You're all no thanks.
No,
they're like feelings. Not for me.
Yeah.
This one says, in a healthy relationship, yes, you will want to spend time together, but it's also normal to be apart.
100%.
Well, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where it's like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That's
going to the bathroom shouldn't be counted as time apart.
Yeah. Or even having like a day apart, like. More, you should have more than that. You should. It's unnatural to be with someone every second of every day.
Yeah,
like,
literally. And then you'll grow to resent each other eventually.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. There's no way.
You're going to get into fights if you're with someone constantly.
Oh, yeah. With, like, the best person in the world. You could be the most in love and you'll still fight. Because it's just human nature, I think.
Yeah.
And then the last one says, oh, my God, am I the drama? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Take that. And you process it. Hold on to it. The answer is yes.
Okay. The end.
The end.
The end.
Okay, so that's going to do it for this episode of the Comment Section Show. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you so much again to the wonderful, amazing M. Grace Dog, Emily Grayson, the one and only. Thank you so much for having the time to
Thank
sit down
you.
And talk about attachment theories with us.
Thank you for having me.
And like I said earlier, I'd love to meet up again and talk all about astrology.
Yeah. No.
Ooh, I'm gonna eat that shit up.
It's in my blood. It's my gay agenda. Let's talk about it. I'm like,
you're pushing the astrological agenda.
I'm waiting for someone to ask me about astrology at all times.
So you can get right in there.
Yeah. No, I'm shitting it.
And also, I think our lessons for today are to understand what your attachment theories are,
mm-hmm.
right?
And look into it.
Come to terms with it.
Mm-hmm.
Accept it. Embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're that kind of anxious, go to therapy.
Get your ass to therapy. Anxiously run.
Immediately.
To a therapist.
And honestly, everyone should go to therapy.
Yeah.
Highly promote everyone going to therapy.
Everyone should go.
Even if you're secure.
Which, yeah.
I mean, I thought I was. Turns out I'm not.
Turns
entirely.
Out you're a little mentally ill.
Period, to be honest. So where can everybody find you on socials?
I am Grace Dog, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok. I'm starting a podcast of my own. It's
Yay!
Called Clown College, KlownQollege.
Ooh.
Look out for that. Wow. Also, I'm starting stand-up soon. So if you're in the LA area,
Come see me.
Yay. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, Emily. It was a blast. And thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Comment Section Show. Make sure you check us out on all streaming platforms. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Come find me, bitch.
Woo! Bye.